Hi, we are on chapter 8, bank guarantees and bid bonds. Friends, in the previous chapter, we have seen various types of credit facilities, more specifically where money is actually lent by the banker. In those funded credit facilities, as we said, we covered overdraft, we covered cash credit, we covered loans, we also covered bills financing. Now we are going to cover non-funded credit facilities. And when we talk about non-funded credit facilities, we have already seen in our previous chapter, here the bank does not give money, but instead of money, bank gives an assurance or an obligation. It takes an obligation. So, if we have to understand what are the main types of non-funded credit facilities, the first one prominently that comes to our mind is a bank guarantee and bid bonds. Bid bonds are also a form of guarantee. So in this chapter, we are going to understand what is the meaning of a bank guarantee and what are the legal context with relation to bank guarantee. Then we are going to understand various different other terms that are related with bank guarantee. And finally, we are going to understand the different types of bank guarantees. And obviously, when we talk about different types of bank guarantees, the various responsibilities that originate out of the parties that are connected with the bank guarantee. So the objective of this chapter would be understand the meaning of a guarantee as well as a bond. What exactly is the difference between a guarantee and a bond? We will also understand various types of guarantees and bonds as well as the essential features of a guarantee and a bond. And once this is understood, we'll get a fair idea about this non-funded credit facility. So the first things first, what exactly is a bank guarantee? When we talk about bank guarantee is simply an assurance given by a bank. And this assurance is given to the beneficiary about if a specific situation occurs or if a specific event happens, it would pay to that beneficiary, which may be an individual or an entity, whatever money that is guaranteed. So if we have to describe bank guarantee in just one word, we can say bank guarantee is an assurance given to the beneficiary. Now, what is the legal context of a bank guarantee? When we talk about the law that relates with bank guarantee is the Indian Contract Act 1872, and bank guarantee is specifically defined under section 126 of the Indian Contract Act 1872. Indian Contract Act defines a bank guarantee as a contract. So basically, here when we talk in terms of legal context, we talk bank guarantee or we define bank guarantee as a contract to perform the promise or discharge the liability of a third person in case of default. It means the same as we have seen in your previous slide. We had said bank guarantee is an assurance. So this assurance comes within the contract that should a default happen or should a requirement of discharge of liability occurs to the third person, the bank will come forward and ensure that the third person or the beneficiary gets the compensation as promised in the contract. So having understood what exactly a bank guarantee is, now let us understand how many parties are connected with a bank guarantee. A bank guarantee is a contract and it has three main parties. The three parties are the principal, that is the applicant, the beneficiary in whose favor the guarantee is issued, and the guarantor, which is obviously a bank in case of a bank guarantee. When you talk about principal, the principal on whose behalf the guarantee is issued, and hence he has been defined as a principal debtor. The beneficiary in whose favor the guarantee is issued, and he, since he is going to receive the benefit, he is also called as the creditor. And finally, the guarantor, the bank which has issued the guarantee, is also called as a surety or the guarantor. So these three parties connected with the bank guarantee has to be very well understood. That is the principal, the beneficiary, and the guarantor. We can also call them as a principal debtor, the creditor, as well as a surety. Now let us take an example to understand a bank guarantee. Here in our illustration, we have one Mr. Ramesh Menon, who has to lease his flat to Mr. Pratap Mehta for rupees 1 lakh per month. Now here Mr. Menon insists on a bank guarantee from Mr. Mehta's bankers, the Bank of Bharat, for rupees 250 lakhs to compensate him should Mr. Mehta refuse to hand over possession at the end of the lease period. Now, based on this illustration, we can clearly identify three parties to this contract of guarantee. Here, Mr. Ramesh Menon is the creditor who is obviously going to get the benefit. The applicant here would be Mr. Pratap Mehta, who would be called as a principal debtor. And here the surety, that is the bank who is going to guarantee this, will be Bank of Bharat, will be called as a guarantor. So based on this, we have clearly identified three parties to the contract. That is the principal debtor, the applicant, the creditor who is going to get the benefit, and the bank who is going to act as a guarantor is a surety. So friends, what are the essential features of a guarantee? Let us understand, because this needs to be understood when one deals with guarantee. Number one, it has to be issued for specific periods only. It cannot be for unlimited period. Number two, normally guarantees are issued for a period not exceeding 2 years, and it cannot be issued for periods more than 10 years, even if it is secured by cash margin. Where it is necessary to issue such guarantees for more than 10 years, prior approval from senior management at appropriate level has to be obtained. So when one is dealing with guarantees, one has to understand about this time periods related with guarantee. There are some more essential features one need to know, like guarantees containing onerous clauses should not be issued. Every guarantee should contain standard protective clause which determines and restricts the amount of guarantee and period of enforceability of claim. And finally, without having proof of issue of license, guarantees to the collector of customs to cover the delivery of goods without production of a relative import license should not be issued. So having understood guarantee, having understood the different parties related with guarantee, now let us understand some more terms that are related with guarantee. And the first very prominent term that is related to guarantee is consideration. Here again we get a wonderful definition of consideration. In Indian Contract Act, section 127 defines consideration as anything done or promise made for the benefit of the principal debtor. So the whatever the benefits that are promised for the beneficiary, we talk about, we consider it as a consideration, and this is made for the benefit of the principal debtor, may be a sufficient consideration to the surety for giving the guarantee. A contract of guarantee is valid only if there is consideration. So if there is no consideration, there is no contract. A contract is considered as void. It is not necessary that something has to be done for the benefit of the guarantor. So this again has to be noted. However, when we talk about issuing guarantee, bank guarantee is issued on the basis of some charges or fees collected by the bank for doing this transaction. The next related term or similar term as guarantee is indemnity. Here again we find a wonderful definition of indemnity under section 124 of Indian Contract Act 1872. An indemnity is defined as a contract by which one party promises to save the other from loss. So indemnity is more related with saving the other party from the loss and this loss is caused to him by the promisor himself or by the conduct of any other persons. So this is precisely a definition of indemnity, and we should see there is quite a big difference between an indemnity and a guarantee. When we talk about parties to indemnity, we have seen there are three parties to contract of guarantee. However, when we talk about parties to indemnity, there are two parties. One is the indemnifier and second is the indemnified. Indemnifier is a person who promises to make good the loss, and indemnified is a person whose loss is to be made good. So a contract of indemnity has two parties, whereas a contract of guarantee has three parties. Now let us see what is a specific guarantee and what is a continuing guarantee. When we talk about specific guarantee, it is executed for a specific or a single transaction. When we talk about a continuing guarantee, it is not just for a single transaction or a specific transaction. It is extended for a series of transactions. When we talk about business transaction, guarantees may be required for various purposes. It can be for a specific transaction, then in that case we require a specific guarantee. But when we have a series of transaction, then we have to get a continuing guarantee. Now let us see what are the different types of bank guarantees that are issued by a bank. The different types of guarantees that are issued by a bank can be classified as performance guarantee, financial guarantee, deferred payment guarantee, customs guarantee, as well as advance payment guarantee. Now let's understand one by one each one of them. First one is a performance guarantee. What exactly is a performance guarantee? The bank guarantees the performance of an obligation of the customers in case of a performance guarantee. These types of guarantees are issued on behalf of contractors, on behalf of suppliers, and on behalf of exporters also. The next type of guarantee is a financial guarantee. The bank undertakes the financial liabilities of the customers in case of a financial guarantee. The best example of a financial guarantee can be the earnest money, the retention money, the tender deposit, and deposit towards the payment of customs duty issued in favor of customs fall under this guarantee. So friends, we have understood very clearly that guarantee is a general word, but there can be different types of guarantees based on the purpose of the principal debtor for which he applies the guarantee. Let's see some more other types of guarantees. The third one is the deferred payment guarantee. These guarantees are issued by the client buying goods under a deferred payment schedule. Like here, especially in case of import of capital goods or purchase of capital goods, which has a huge invoice amount which cannot be repaid in one go and it has to be repaid in installments. For this particular transaction, the deferred payment guarantee is specifically suitable. These are usually issued over a period of less than 1 year, but less than 10 years, and these are similar to financial guarantees. The liability crystallizes when the borrower defaults in the payments of the installments. The next type of guarantee is the customs guarantee. This is a guarantee given to the customs authorities to release the goods from the customs, guaranteeing to pay customs and other levies. So specific for customs purpose, we have the customs guarantee. The final one is the advance payment guarantee. This guarantee is issued in favor of the buyer, that is the creditor, to ensure payment of the advance by the seller, that is the principal debtor, in the event of non-performance of the seller. So this again relates more to advance payment issued in favor of the buyer, that is the creditor, and to ensure the payment of the advance by the seller, that is the principal debtor, in the event of non-performance of the seller. So friends, these are the different types of bank guarantees. Now let us go further and understand more about bonds. The first one is a bid bond. A bid bond guarantee is a guarantee that guarantees the amount that needs to be paid as security when the bid is accepted. So there has to be some sort of assurance that once a bid is accepted, the performance has to be shown, and to cover up that performance, there has to be some sort of assurance in the form of guarantee, which we call it as the bid bond guarantee, which guarantees the amount that needs to be paid as security when the bid is accepted. Especially in export trade, bank guarantees or bid bonds are required in connection with contracts for sale of capital goods, setting up of turnkey projects abroad, as also for overseas service contracts. These are required at various stages, right from the pre-bid stage to completion of project stage. Having understood what a guarantee is and the different terms related to guarantee, also what a bid bond is, now let us understand some more details about guarantees, especially the rights of a banker against the surety. Right of lien: as soon as default is made by the principal debtor, surety succeeds to all rights and equities of the creditor after payment or performance. Surety can claim the amount from the principal debtor after making the payment to the creditor. These are specific rights of a banker, especially when he pays off the money, he gets all the rights and equities of the creditor after payment or doing a performance. Surety can also claim the amount from principal debtor after making the payment to the creditor. These are the prominent rights of a banker as a surety. Now, what are the rights of a surety? The surety can call for the particulars of the extent of his liability. The banker is bound to supply the information, but he should do so with all possible care, without coming in himself in respect of other details relating to the contract. Then there are instances where guarantees can be terminated also, especially guarantee is terminated by insolvency. The insolvency of a guarantor terminates his guarantee as further advances to the principal debtor is concerned. Can a surety be discharged? In what circumstances a surety will be discharged? A surety is entitled to a complete discharge if the creditor discharges the principal debtor. If the creditor, without the consent of the surety, makes a composition with or promises to give time or not sue the debtor, if the creditor does not act which is inconsistent with the right of the surety or omits to do any act which his duty to the surety requires him to do, and thereby the eventual remedy if the surety against the principal debtor is impaired. So these are the various rights of the surety to be discharged, and a surety is entitled for complete discharge under these circumstances. What are the creditor's obligations and rights? So we have clear-cut descriptions about rights of every party related to the contract of guarantee. The obligations of the creditor are independent of the bank guarantee. The bank is not a co-party to obligations. The creditor has a right to demand a payment from the guarantor if the principal debtor has failed to perform as per the agreement. This is the basic essence of a guarantee. The basic obligation and the basic right of a creditor: he has a right to demand a payment from the guarantor if the principal debtor has failed to perform as per the agreement. Next important right of the creditor is, the creditor should nevertheless prefer his claim on or before the claim expiry date of the guarantee as per the protection clause in the guarantee. So the creditor should always go for the first call with the principal debtor, and if the principal debtor does not comply with his commitments, then he can always have a right to invoke the guarantee. Can guarantees be renewed? Guarantees can be renewed before its expiry, and as far as the bank is concerned, if within the original sanction limit. Because guarantees are required for business requirements, for commercial purposes, it is not a full stop that once an application is made and after that it is no more required. So it is required regularly, and hence there may be a need for renewal of guarantee. So guarantees can be renewed before its expiry, and as far as the bank is concerned, if within the original sanction limit. Next important aspect about renewal of guarantee is, where earlier guarantees issued have been invoked and paid by the bank but not recovered from the party within 7 days, that is, number of days may vary, renewal extension should not be considered. So this is an important alert for a bank where earlier guarantees issued have been invoked and paid by the bank but not recovered. Then in that instance, renewal extensions should not be considered because it becomes a default history of that, and renewal request should not be considered in such cases. What about refund of guarantee commission? Refund of commission can be considered if the guarantee has not been utilized for the purpose for which it has been issued for the unexpired period. No refund of commission is usually made for an expired period where it has been tendered, submitted in case of guarantees, lieu of earnest money, deposit. So we have various regulations relating with different types of guarantees as to when the refund of guarantee commission is possible and where it is not possible. In case of the deferred payment guarantees, no refund is permitted even if such deferred payment guarantee are foreclosed before the due date. So this clearly establishes the fact that refund is not possible in some cases, refund is partially possible in some cases, and refund is possible in few cases. With regard to performance guarantee, where the contract is completed before the expiry period of guarantee, no refund of commission is paid for the unexpired period. In instances where a guarantee is tendered for cancellation before the expiry period, subject to the above condition, only 50% of commission for the unexpired period of guarantees less 3 months is normally refunded. Now, the final topic of this chapter is about settlement of claims. It is done immediately on receipt of invocation letter. The same should be acknowledged without any commitment regarding the claim. The bank should retain the postal cover along with the invocation bed letter. The matter should be referred to the appropriate sanctioning authority. Payment of the guaranteed amount should not be delayed without any valid reason. Where the claims are paid, if the customer prefers to pay the amount in cash, then the deposit held as security and not matured need not be adjusted. Claims, the client should be informed about adjustment of deposit through the letter, and the charges should be recovered from the client. We have something called as open-ended guarantees also. Guarantees that have no expiry date or a limitation regarding the amount are known as open-ended guarantee. So the more specific aspect of this guarantee is this type of guarantee have no expiry date or a limitation regarding the amount, and this type of guarantees are known as open-ended guarantees. As the risks are open-ended, that is without limitation, in these instances bank should renew. There are also certain guarantee, usually government guarantees, which contain an automatic renewal clause. As and when they expire, these are also viewed as open-ended guarantees. So generally we saw guarantees have a defined period, but only in these cases, for specific requirements, there are existence of open-ended guarantees also. And we also have something called as a standby letter of guarantee. We also call it as standby letter of credit. Standby letter of credits are also guarantees. Even though we have the word as letter of credit, they are similar to guarantees. They have the characteristics of guarantees. These are issued in the United States and a few other countries. This undertakes to make the payment in the event of failure to discharge the stated obligations. Thank you.